Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Cheryl Faston coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio with our show, Favor Life. And we're dealing with this this time in our talk show, The Process of There. And I know everybody's heard a lot about Abraham and going there, but we don't always understand the process of the there. So we're going to be doing little clips and giving little information to help you live a victorious life and let you understand the process of there. And it's not always easy to go there, because there is a place of faith, and it's a place where you have to trust God, and you can't use normal methods to try to figure this out. So when you're talking to people about what God has called you to do and where he's taking you and how the process is going, it's hard to give them a little details, because we don't understand how to tell them about their experience or their process when it's a faith walk. So we're going to help you a little bit to try to understand just a little bit how we can get to their process and get through it God's way and get through it victoriously. And if you're out there, please call in, because I want to ask you guys to get me some questions as I'm going through this. So we're going to look at, for the next few minutes, we're going to look at Abraham, and we're going to be talking about him, first of all, as a person, because we don't really recognize him or see him as a person all the time. We always see him as this great man of God and who had great faith, but we don't see him as a person. So we want to see him as a person so that we can identify with him in our own lives and our own walk. First of all, we understand when we look at Genesis, the 12th chapter, and even if we look at a little bit of the 11th chapter, we see that he's called. He's a person that is unlikely, and he's been chosen by God. He is a pagan worshiper, and we see that in the Bible, that he was in the atmosphere of pagan worshipers, and they did all those things, but yet God has chosen him and called him out, unlikely person, and we see that in his choosing, Abraham had nothing to do with it. It was God's doing. And it's the same thing with me and you. We have nothing to do with God's choosing. He chose us, and for whatever reason he chose us, we can't figure that out. We can't try to even understand it, but we know that he never makes a mistake. So if he has chosen you with salvation, then that means he has a great purpose, and he's chosen you out of the pagans, out of the world, to do something great. And you can't comprehend that with your mind, because you're looking at yourself totally opposite of what God looks at you. So God chooses Abraham, and he tells him, okay, I'm going to do something great in your life, and I want you to trust me. And we see that Abraham, the person, gets out of the place or doesn't make the excuses about why he was chosen. And that's what we do. We give all these whys. Why should God choose me? Why should he love me? Why should he accept me? Why should he help me? Why should he have this purpose and this plan for me? But we see with Abraham, he understands, you know what, you already knew I was a pagan worshiper. You already knew me. But yet you showed me a plan that was so great and so powerful that I couldn't do it myself, and yet you chose me. So you know me so well that I know that I can't do this thing, so I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to trust you to do in me what I can't do for myself, because you know who I am. And I'm not giving you the excuses of why you've chosen me. I'm just accepting the fact that you did choose me, and now you're going to work with what you got. So that's what we have to get. We have to get out of this place of why God has chosen us, and why is God choosing to use me. And you have to get to the place where he already knows your weaknesses, your frailties, your the places where you mess up, but yet it still doesn't take away or neglect the fact that he has chosen you. And in his choosing, he's already designed a path for you. He's already designed a purpose. He's already designed where he's going to take you. And you have to get the faith of Abraham that says, you know, I'm going to blindly trust you. I'm going to blindly believe that what you're doing in my life is greater than who I am as a person, that this is all spiritual. And when you finish with me, I'm going to look like what you said. You're going to do a name change on me in the natural realm as well as in the spirit, because when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, he changes our name, because our nature has changed. But in the natural realm, we still see ourselves as the former place and the former state, that former name. So God has got to literally walk you through a process of there and give you a name change. And when he gives you that name change, that stamp in the natural realm, you know that something has happened, conspired in your life, transitioned in your life that you know only he could do. So, you know, you've got to get to that place where you're not even allowing your own mind to deceive you anymore, and you're accepting the fact that God has chosen me. And as a person, I can't do this, but I'm relying on him. I'm getting rid of my excuses. I'm getting rid of all the issues that says that I'm not able to do this because I could never do it anyway. His choosing had already had the purpose attached to it. His choosing already saw my weakness, my failures. His choosing already saw who I was, but yet he still chose to love me in spite of it all. So when God chooses you, he already knows also everything that is associated with you. He knows the stuff that's tied to you. He knows that what's surrounding you and the things that you're connected to. He knows about your family and your education and your career, the children, the spouses, your failures, your passions, the thing that you're excited about. He knows all of those things. He already knows it. And what I love about it is, in him knowing it, he's able to take those things and work them for your good. He's going to take those things and he's going to use them for his glory. He's going to use them for his purpose. And Genesis 11, the 11th chapter, verses 27 to 32, we see here that Abram's father has just passed. His father's passed, and it's as soon as his father has passed that we pick up in the 12th chapter that God starts telling him about the promise. And that was so significant because the Lord was showing me that sometimes we worry about all the stuff around us that disqualifies us or make it too difficult for us to do his purpose. And he says, I want you to see Abraham as a purpose. I see Abraham as a person. Understand that when he started out, he didn't have any great revelation. It was just Abraham, the person that was learning to walk by faith. And as he was walking by faith, learning a God that he did not know and a God that he had not been acquainted with before, but now is getting to intimately know him by faith, that he took every issue of his life, every aspect of his life, his good, his bad, the failures, the people, even the family members, and he used it to build a nation. So you have to understand that God is going to take your the things that you don't even understand, your everyday life, and he's going to take you through the process of your there. But you've got to let him do it. You've got to let him take you through that process as a person, as in your there. Stop trying to so spiritualize it or make it so deep that he can't use your everyday life to make your there experience a teaching experience and show you how he can grow you and stretch you in your everyday life, because that's what he's going to use. He used the everyday situations in Abram's life to take him to a place where he became the father of faith. So you got to let him do the same thing. One thing I noticed about this was the Lord said to me, and as Abraham as a person, as Abram as a person, he said, I removed everything that was not going to be for his good. I removed all the stuff that was not going to be beneficial to him. One of the things was his father, and he had to get him out of dependence on his father, out of dependence on his father's family, out of the name of the father, out of all the stuff associated and tied to the father at that time and that period, and let him understand that he was going to be trusting God to do something in him that no one else could do. So it's the same thing with us. God is going to remove the stuff that is going to make us rely on, depend on, or trust in more than him. He's going to move that out of the way. He's going to move it out of our life. It's going to be a dead thing to us. He's going to shut it down, the access of its life in us, so that we can now trust his ability to do in us something greater than what we could do in ourselves. And that's what we have to understand. The things that God is promising you and saying to you, he's going to use the children, the workplace, your education, places in your life that you have not arrived at. He's going to use all of that to teach you how to walk through the there process and understand that you don't have to be this superhuman being to do it. that he showed you an earthly man that was born through earthly people and showed you how he took his life and walked him through a their process. And we see in that their process all of the mistakes, all of the good things, all of the things that brought him to that place where his faith gravitated to the place where we see it now, that the Bible says that if we are God's and we have the faith of Abraham, then we're able to have possessed things of Abraham. And we're expecting this supernatural power to overshadow us and give us this faith that makes us just like Abraham, when it's just a process of walking through every single day the things that we have to. So that's what you got to understand. It's not some big thing. It's using those everyday things in our life to do it. And you've got to see Abraham as a person first. See him personally and see how God took this man, this ordinary, unlikely man, and used his ordinary, everyday life and walked him through something that brought him to the place of there. And that's what's going to happen with you. You're going to see it that way. You've got to understand it that way. And as you do, you take every place in your life, every example, everything you endure, and you say, okay, God, show me my there in here. Okay, the kids are acting up. Show me my there. Show me the process of there in that. On the job, they don't understand me, and I'm trying to get them to understand who I am, and I know I'm supposed to work and do certain things and render to Caesar what they need to, Caesar needs to have, but show me how to show this process of there, even in this, in my marriage, in my relationship, in my church work, whatever it is, I want you to understand the process of there and stop beating yourself up and disqualifying yourself because you feel like you have not arrived. God knew Abram before he ever became the father of faith. God knows you. In the state that you're in, with all of your failures, with all of your mess-ups, with all the stuff you struggle with all of your successes, with all the things that make you you, and he's saying, listen, I'm going to take you step by step and walk you through the process of your there. Just let me do it, and I'm going to teach you how to succeed. I'm going to teach you how to win. I'm going to teach you how to overcome. All you got to do is let me show you. And stop acting like you've got everything under control. Because you look at Abraham's life, he didn't have it all under control. He didn't have it all together. And you see the things that he went through. And we're going to go through that. But you're going to watch as we go through this process of there, and you're going to see God do some great things. First thing I want you to understand is look at yourself as a person. And watch your life with God and this walk of there be personable every single day. See yourself as an ordinary person, unlikely to anything that God has said, but yet he's chosen you. And if he's chosen you, it's for greater, it's for more, it's for better. And he's going to get the glory out of your life. He's going to get the honor and the praise out of your life. And all you got to do is trust him. Just trust him, because what he showed you and what he's told you is too big and too great for you to do it yourself anyway. So you've got to depend on him to do it. You cannot do this. The picture of what he said your purpose is, you never, ever could do it. So if he's shown you this, he's going to take you there. I want you guys to be encouraged and take this first step of your process and start saying, you know what? I'm going to take there, and I'm going to live it every single day, and there is going to be shown to me in everything that I do and everything that I encounter, and I'm going to see God taking there and making it a personable experience, and I'm going to use it to grow and to become everything that I need to. I'm so glad you guys tuned in today. I'm so glad you came, and guess what? You are in favor life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the favor of the Lord and be blessed. I love you. I'll see you Monday at the same time at 2 o'clock here on Favor Life. Be blessed. I love you. And remember, victory is yours in Jesus' name.